And he put all things under his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. The Ascension Day takes place on the 40th day after Easter. Thus, it is always observed on a Thursday. It emerged as a festival of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church in the late 300s, with processional pilgrimages outside the cities. These pilgrimages and processions recalled the Lord's leading the disciples to the Mount of Olives, where he lifted up his hands and blessed them. This event is the focus of the stained glass window behind our altar. In those pilgrimages, the processions with banners and candles, symbols of Christ's triumphant entry into heaven, became general rituals. And gradually, they weren't identical, but they became more and more similar to one another. The Paschal candle, representing the presence of the risen Lord with his disciples, lit on Easter Day and burning in the liturgies during these 40 days, is now extinguished after the reading of the Holy Gospel. Throughout the rest of the year, then, the Paschal candle will burn, but only at baptisms and burials. Now, this passage that you and I just heard from Luke is a brilliant one. It really should be heard and studied and exercised by all the parishes in the Lord's Church, including the non-Lutheran ones. Tonight, we will work through it not in an exhaustive way, but just enough to note its brilliance and to let its impact filter into the exercise of the ministry given to the people of this parish community. Our Lord has led his followers out of Jerusalem to the Mount of Olives. He tells them that the words he spoke with them during the 3 years he was with them are now in place. He points out that everything written about him in the Old Testament is being fulfilled. This is overwhelming, because those writings include the Law of Moses, that is, the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, along with all the prophets, both the major ones and the minor ones, and all the Psalms, all 150 of them. These writings are being fulfilled in our Lord's ministry. Then something startling occurs. Jesus opens the minds of his followers to understand these scriptures. This is a powerful reminder that the understandings that you and I are privileged to come to are not the result of our efforts, but they are the result of his efforts upon us. This understanding then enables you and me to see that Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. This understanding also enables us to recognize that repentance and the forgiveness of sins are to be proclaimed in his name to all persons, starting from Jerusalem. Thus, the realities of Jesus' suffering and his resurrection, along with the proclamations of repentance and forgiveness, become the actual center of a parish's ministry. These realities then shape and guide everything that a parish does. Jesus then asserts that his followers then and his followers now are witnesses of these realities. He points out that he is sending the promise of the Father upon them and upon us, that promise being the gift of his Spirit. The followers with Jesus on that mountain are to remain in Jerusalem until that gift is delivered to them. It occurred on Pentecost, 10 days from now. You and I receive the gift of the Spirit at our baptisms, reminding us again of how critical that day is for our lives. Having said these things, Jesus then leads his followers out as far as Bethany. And lifting up his hands, he blesses them. In the Greek language, bless means to speak well of. Our Lord speaks well of his followers then, and he speaks well of his followers now. During this blessing, Jesus separates from his followers and is carried up into heaven. He has completed the work given him by the Father and the Spirit to rescue the world's people from the attractive yet terrifying realities of sin, Satan, and death. And notice the reaction of his followers. They worship him and return to Jerusalem with great joy and are continually in the temple blessing the Lord God. That is, speaking well of the Lord God. As the Lord's followers today, you and I also worship him, letting his scriptures and his sacraments continually surround our lives, filling us with the exuberance of the life into which he baptized us, and constantly speaking well of his compassion and his mercy toward us. Our lives, formerly dominated by our instinctive self-centered thinking and faulty doing, are now dominated by the life of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So tonight, we thank the Lord Jesus Christ deeply for bringing you and me into such a dominance. Amen. Now may the peace of the Lord God, which is beyond all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, our Lord.